This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Arapahoe County DA George Brockler is not charging the Jeep driver who drove through protesters blocking Interstate 225 in Aurora last July. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Brockler says he couldn't prove malicious behavior on the part of the man who appeared to drive through the crowd. He adds that the driver, who has not been named, was trying to get away from a truck that purposely hit him earlier. And he entered the interstate without knowing people were ahead of him.
Say, I don't take this decision lightly. I could have issued a piece of paper that said, I've reviewed this, and I don't think there are charges. Peace out. That would not have been respectful of this community. That would not have been respectful of this process.
Under state law, Brockler has up to 18 months to change his mind and file charges if new evidence surfaces. He says he's open to talking to any witnesses. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
All CU Boulder classes are online for 2 weeks to try to curb coronavirus spread. Freshman Andrew Scott says he's frustrated with the university's response and thinks the new guidelines, such as automatic suspension for violating health protocols, are long overdue.
But I would have liked that from the start. And I saw some of Boulder's police out there ticketing people for not wearing a mask. Sweet. Because you guys have been doing that the whole time.
CU says about a dozen students were suspended for 10 days after breaking quarantine last weekend. Boulder officials say more than 70% of cases have been traced back to local college students. 81 in Denver and Grand Junction. This is CPR News.